Brian, it's never easy to go back-to-back and to be able to get it done in overtime on back-to-back nights, but what'd you think of this most recent performance here tonight?
Yeah, it was really back and forth. It felt like a lot of momentum shifts. Obviously, we would have liked to close it out in the last 7 seconds, but we're finding ways to win right now, which is the main thing. Tight games, but we're getting 2 points.
Mark, what does it say about this hockey club? You give up the lead with 7 seconds left and playing last night, and you come back and find a way to win in overtime.
Yeah, I think we wanted that one a little extra since we gave that up in the last 7 seconds. So, those guys went right after it first shift and luckily got one.
Hold them to 37 shots overall in the game. What do you think of the scoring chances that your club gave up tonight?
I thought we gave up a bit more than we wanted to. I think... that first period, I think we were getting our legs under us again. Then we got stronger as the game went on, which has kind of been a theme lately. So,
what does it mean for your group when you get your backup goalie playing so well? I mean, Warren seems like he's giving you a chance to win every time he's played.
Oh yeah, he's been great. He's been every time he's in the net, we have confidence in him. And he's one of those guys that. You play in front of him, and you want to help him out as much as you can. And that's all you can ask for as a backup goalie that can go in there and be that good.
You haven't seen them yet. You've got the number one team in town on Sunday. How about a quick thought on Tampa coming in for the first time?
Yeah, it's one of those games that we're looking forward to. It's going to be a great test for us, and can't wait.
Brian, you've seen Mark Scheifele's growth and development since he arrived on the scene, since he's been drafted. I mean, some 20 goals and 30 points in his last 18 games. What do you think of the way he's elevated his game to another level again?
Good. And, I mean, we need him to be that kind of player for us, and he has been. He's delivered. It seems like he's always scoring those big goals when we need them. He's a leader in the dressing room, leader on the ice. Can't say enough good things about him.